Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, Advent. We think we're going to hear some great story about a baby and some wise folk and some shepherds and some angels. But that's a season unto itself. Today, we celebrate Advent, the Sunday of hope. The hope that we need to look for in the devastation of the world. These texts are called apocalyptic texts, and they're texts that were written to share with the people of the time and to share with us about what is going to come. If you look, there's nothing in the manger. But there is something in the manger. It is the hope of the world. It is the hope of the love of Christ. It is the hope that we look for amongst all the devastation of our world. You see, bad stuff happens. But God is always with us. Bad stuff happens because we're human. God didn't make it happen, but bad stuff happens because we're human. And God is always with us. Evil never wins. We may think about it because we sometimes focus on that evil, but evil never wins. Love always wins. That's the hope. Love always wins. You see, Advent is about a deep yearning for God. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That deep yearning, knowing that God is with us, and is God going to fix things? Well, God's not going to fix things. God's going to give us the hope so that we can fix things or find God in the hope in the midst of everything that goes on. You see, waiting is so terribly difficult. Waiting is so terribly difficult. Waiting for news. Waiting for in line. Waiting in a traffic jam. But when we wait for hope, we know what we're waiting for. It's hard when we don't know what we're waiting for. And see, this Advent, we know what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the hope of the world. We're waiting for Jesus to come again. We're in this time of the already and the not yet. Already things have happened and things haven't happened yet, and so we're kind of in this middle. And our hope is to look in the world and see the love that Jesus has already shared and know that in the not yet, God will come again. Two short stories to maybe help explain this. The first year I was ordained in 1988, I was in my first church in Barneveld, Wisconsin, and I got extremely ill. Ended up in the hospital during my first Advent in my first church that I had been ordained into. And I was in the hospital for 2.5 weeks. I missed the last two Sundays of Advent. I missed Christmas Eve. I missed Christmas Day. I was still in the hospital. I'm like, oh, great. This is going to be a wonderful year. There's no hope. Thing was, there was hope. One of the pastors who had been ordained quite a while, in the Madison area, came to my hospital bed. I was deathly ill, came to my bed on Christmas Eve. It was the first year I could wear a stole on Christmas Eve because ordained, that's the symbol of being ordained, and I wasn't in my church. So he brought me a stole, and together we read the Christmas story. You see, there is hope. amongst the devastation of what our lives tend to put out there. The other hope was 2 years ago, right after Thanksgiving, the first Sunday of Advent, my mom got extremely ill, ended up being basically life-flighted to Akron City Hospital, where she was on a ventilator and in intensive care for 2 weeks. But the hope of all of that is she began to get better. We found out what was wrong, and she began to get better. Amongst the devastation of trying to lead a church during Advent, trying to be with my dad, not knowing what was going on, and mom being on a ventilator, the hope that came through people who shared words and phrases on Facebook. My congregation, who never left us not have any food when I would appear at home, there was some food that was there. There were people that were coming and calling at all times to help. The cards, the words, the prayers. It was a devastating time, but the hope of Christ shone through. You see, Advent is this time where we're in the middle between something that's already happened and something that hasn't happened, and how we live into that. Our job in Advent is to find hope amongst the devastation of our lives, of our world. We wait in stillness, and it is hope-filled. This quote, when I was doing some reading this week, was, to prepare for Jesus' future advent, we need to notice and respond to his current presence. To prepare for Jesus' future advent, we need to notice and respond to his current presence. That's hope. When we respond that Jesus is here living with us, that's hope. When we don't have selective noticing and we help people who we see on the side of the road, or we help people who don't have gloves or hats or coats or food or lodging, that's noticing and waiting and helping and hoping. So my challenge to you this Advent, can you find hope in the midst of the devastating world that is around us? And can you act on that hope? As we gather ourselves for this season of already but not yet, and hope that Jesus will come again. Hope. Hope. Hope.